Wow. Okay. So I guess that was going to lead into my next question is what is, I guess, your favorite type of beer? What did you start? What types of beers did you start brewing with?
My first beer is actually a brown ale. If you live in Jacksonville here, you would probably have heard of Bold City's Duke's
yes.
brown ale.
Yes, I love
very,
it.
Very, very smooth, easy drinking beer. So that was my first beer that I tried to duplicate was a kind of a brown ale. And
nice.
Then, because as we were talking about the West Coast IPAs were the big thing 15 years ago, that's what I brewed a lot of then. Didn't really get into lagers or anything. I didn't have the temperature control to handle the lagering process.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the yeast strains that are available now weren't available back then. So mostly ales back then and your blonde ales. And think of like Raging Blonde or something from Veterans United.
I'm looking at a list of beers because you brought me a couple today and all these sound awesome and they are all of different varieties. But since you've been doing this for so long, talk to me about sometimes some of your fails and how that's gone and how you've like gone forward with that. And just, you know, what did you do with the outcome, et cetera? Just kind of give me the rundown.
I've had a couple of fails, not so much whole batches. I do have one story for that, but individual, like, most people start off bottling their beer and bottle conditioning with some type of corn drop tablet. If your bottles are not completely sanitized, you'll get a bottle bomb where the leftover residual sugar is going to keep getting eaten up by the yeast and it'll keep carbonating. Well, there's a fine limit on those glass bottles on how much they can hold on pressure. So, if you're not sanitized perfectly, you'll get some bottle bombs, and that's never fun to clean up, especially if it's in your closet and it's a dark stout or something like that. Maybe. So, yeah,
honey,
your wife doesn't appreciate that either.
Honey, it smells like chocolate and alcohol in the closet. Cheeser made us a kegerator and very much redneck ingenuity. Mm-hmm. So he built up the box from some 2x4s. He put casters on it. Threw the keg inside there, but inside there, he sprayed it with Rhino Liner, and he threw ice in there. Dude, this thing kept ice and kept cold, I kid you not, for over 2 weeks.
That's insane.
Like, he put a lid on it.
Talk about redneck engineering here.
Yeah, dude, it was very much redneck ingenuity. And yeah, same deal. We kept that at his place, so we had that keg tapped and ready to go, and we would just swap it out. And I mean, that thing stayed cold. So, nice. Yeah, that was definitely a lot.